We're the ones who gave you all this, Goodman. Your philosophies and techniques were planted in your brain by us years ago. We gave you the means to draw these people in. I hope you enjoyed it while it lasted, because now it's all over.
What are you doing?
We need the bodies of your followers. Thank you so much for breaking them in for us, making their minds so malleable and suggestible, so easy to take over. But I'm afraid you don't really fit the bill.
You're going to kill me, aren't you?
How very astute.
No! Get out of here! Everyone, get out!
Someone! Get after him!
God, it's all a bit mad out there.
Close the door and come inside. It'll only take a few minutes.
All right. What's one of the spiders doing in here?
Please don't use that word. They get a bit touchy.
Wait a minute. What's going on? Oh, no. This wasn't part of the deal.
I'm afraid it was. I just didn't tell you about it.
But I'm not one of them out there. I'm with you. Keep that thing away from me. No! Do something! Don't let it!
Is this the only body there is?
I'm afraid so. Why? What's wrong with it?
It's just a bit short. That's all.
Oh, in this era of Earth history, it's considered very attractive to be short. And to look like that.
Oh. In that case, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, what is a Metabilis crystal?
Metabilis.
Metabilis.
It's a crystal found on Metabilis 3, the famous blue planet of the Actaeon Galaxy.
I've never heard of it.
Well, like so many other things, fame is relative. There are tons of blue crystals lying about the place, but it's very rare to find one as well-formed as this.
But the Eightfold Truth have got millions of these things. They're giving them out to every member.
If they're all as close to perfection as this one is, then someone must have discovered a means of manufacturing them. Which is worrying.
Why?
The crystals can concentrate and amplify thought. They're very powerful teaching tools. They can even resolve mental disorders. But in the wrong hands, they can also do a lot of damage.
Well, they're in the wrong hands right now. Hundreds of millions of them.
Get out of here! Go on! Get away! Come on, you've listened to me so far! Do what I say one last time!
Stop him!
They're trying to kill me, and they'll kill you all too!
Let him go. Mr. Goodman is not your leader now. Don't believe his lies. We're not here to kill you. We're here to save you.
Hello?
Avishka, it's the doctor here. How are you getting on?
I've narrowed it down to one of a half a dozen locations in the London area.
Are any of them the old television centre?
No, they're scattered around.
Good work. Keep us posted.
Just a moment, doctor. There's something on the television you may be interested in. I'll turn the volume up.
This is a message to all our followers around the world. Our founder, Clark Goodman, has stepped down from his position as leader of the Eightfold Truth.
Kelly, turn on the television.
Accepted responsibility for leading the group into these final few hours and what lies beyond. We still welcome new members into the fold. It's not too late to come to us.
Mr. Goodman was not available for comment.
Switch it off. Thank you, Avishka. Keep me posted.
That was your friend?
Yes, Lucy. But she definitely didn't seem like herself.
Well, being inside that place turns a lot of people weird.
Another thing that turns people weird is having their minds taken over by intelligent mutant spiders.
Please tell me that's just a non sequitur. Please tell me intelligent mutant spiders aren't behind all this.
I'm afraid that would make me a liar, Kelly. You see, Metabilis 3 was colonized by humans. When they landed, there were perfectly ordinary house spiders hiding in the corners of their spaceship. The spiders crawled away into the caves where these crystals form, and that's how they mutated. They became larger and cleverer to the point where they took charge.
And you think they're behind all this?
It's likely. I thought they'd been destroyed, but it seems I'm always making that mistake with the nastier inhabitants of the cosmos. The eight legs, as they prefer to be known, guard the blue crystals jealously. So I doubt anyone else is using them. And their psychic powers are considerable, and I don't just mean considerable for spiders. They're one of the more advanced races around in that department.
So what do we do?
Well, when I encountered them before, I...
Oh, that's probably someone come to arrest me for turning the sun green. Yeah, all right, all right!
You've got to help me.
Goodman.
Kaber, ensure that my broadcast is seen at least twice more before the main event.
Yes, Queen.
There must be no doubt that Goodman's authority no longer...
Are you well?
I should rest. Excuse me, I'll be in Mr. Goodman's chamber if anybody needs me. Hello, David. What are you doing here?
I'm not sure where else to go.
Don't worry, David. When the moment comes, you can be at my side.
Really?
Absolutely. I want you there. I want you to be the cornerstone of the new world we are building.
What's happening to your voice?
You'll see and hear a lot of strange things in the next few hours. You'll get used to them. In fact, you'll feel a lot better about everything.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to go. I need to rest.
But can I come back to you when the time comes?
Of course.
How did you find me?
Oh, I've had you followed a few times, so I've known where you lived for ages.
Oh, lovely. And now you want our help?
Where else was I going to go? I thought you might help me if I told you the truth.
The truth about the truth?
Yes. Look, well, there's no easy way to say this, but I made it all up.
I don't know, that sounded pretty easy to me.
All of it.
The mythology, the truth, the rebel son, the chosen one, all of it, made up. Look, I admit I did enjoy the power, but you should have seen these people before. The course made them happy.
Don't try to justify what you've been doing. You've been breaking people down and brainwashing them.
Getting everyone to believe the truth was essential to the solidarity of the group. On the one hand, I was telling people they could maximize their personal potential, but I didn't want conflict, so I came up with the prophecy as something which could be endlessly deferred, uniting people, giving them something to work towards.
Uniting them with light?
But now it's all coming true. Why? I made it all up and it's coming true anyway. What the hell happened?
Where did you get the crystals?
Well, some friends and I found them on a potholing trip in Yorkshire.
Interesting.
This was before I founded the movement.
So why did you take them?
I don't know. They were just unusual. But that was where the idea for the whole thing started. It was odd, but I realised that if you concentrated on the crystals, you could make people believe things. After I set up the movement, I got people to search for more.
Ever since you found those crystals, the spiders have been manipulating you.
But I came up with it all. Just me, on my own.
No. I think you had a little help from someone who knew the sun would come, who knew what the crystals really did. They have been planting thoughts in your brain.
The second aspect of your truth is that the number 8 is powerful, and the sixth is that we must be humble because superior life on other planets exists. And you've got some parable about spiders building their webs as an inspiration to rebuild this sick society or whatever.
I stole that from Robert the Bruce. Although the part about the World Wide Web being a sign of humanity's psychological debt to spiders was all mine.
It's all making sense. The spiders built your organization to order. You didn't know your prophecies would come to pass, but they did. What's this about a chosen one?
I incorporated that as a way of anointing my successor, if I ever wanted to stand down. Then people were telling me she'd arrived.
How did you find her?
A few years ago, we brought in a new technical specialist. She equipped us with new systems for scanning brain activity. By cross-referencing that data with our induction survey, we can do a lot of psychological profiling in a matter of minutes. I defined the chosen one in there to make our members keener to find new recruits. Again, I made it all up. Then we found Lucy.
Lucy is not your chosen one.
I know. Is she a friend of yours?
She is, yes, a very good friend. I'd love to think that she pushed you out of your organization to bring it down from the inside, but sadly, I think she's been possessed.
She's not the only one. As I left, those things were attacking people, jumping onto their backs. That was how they rewarded the most loyal members.
Most loyal?
The ones who'd been with us the longest.
In other words, the ones who'd been subject to your brainwashing over a number of years. That's what this has all been for. The spiders have been softening them up.
Through you. Aliens are going to take over the world, Mr. Goodman, and it is all your fault.
They're going to take over the world?
It might be even worse than that.
Alone at last, eh? It's just you, all alone. You and this annoying voice in your head.
Shut up!
I thought you were going to have a rest. You've been working ever so hard at keeping me shut away in a little corner of my brain, out of harm's way. You're a nasty bunch, aren't you?
We aren't interested in your opinion of us.
Look at you. You can't show a hint of weakness, or one of your little minions will bring you down. That's why you're hiding in here. You're hoping you can get rid of me quietly before anyone notices you're going schizoid. Well, I'm not going to go without a fight.
You think your mental powers are a match for mine?
Not necessarily, no. But you've got a lot on your plate right now, haven't you? You're trying to prepare yourself for something big. You're not working at full capacity.
I can still crush you.
But can you do it in time?
What are these people doing?
End of the world, love. Thought we'd have some fun.
Yeah, you up for a bit of fun?
Deal with them.
With pleasure.
Let's not waste any more time.
Hello?
Doctor, I found it. The control point.
Excellent. Where?
The old Olympic village. Yes, of course. Is there anything else I can do?
Well, just keep watching that thing, I suppose. I'll be with Kelly. Contact her if you see any significant changes. But thank you, Avishka.
Well, you're welcome.
No, I mean really, thank you. You may have just saved, well, everything.
Everything? Oh, well, that's nice then.
What are you doing here?
We're taking over the operation. The Queen is unfit to carry it out.
We want the control for the stellar manipulator.
And we know it's here. Don't challenge us. You know we're stronger.
We are loyal to the Queen.
How stupid of you. Anybody else going to argue?
The thing that's bugging me, though...
Shut up.
I'm trapped in your head. Who else am I going to talk to? The thing that's bugging me is, why you chose me to take over? I'm not exactly the obvious candidate, am I? Swiping me was always going to attract the Doctor's attention.
We have dealt with the Doctor.
Sure, whatever. But why not use someone who's been in the programme for like 10 years? Someone whose personality has been totally dissolved in all this rubbish. Rather than me, who'd only been here a day when you jumped on me back.
Do you really expect me to tell you?
Maybe not. But I thought I might rummage around and see what I can find. That's the problem with having me locked up in here. I can learn all your little tricks too. You've got ways of protecting yourself from psychic attacks. When you see them from the inside, they're not actually that difficult, are they?
Stop that!
Make me.
Have we got an exact location?
That apartment block there.
We've been using these buildings as residential overspill. Lucy sent a couple of our long-standing members out here, but she wouldn't explain why.
Those members are probably playing host to spiders by now. Protecting their controller will be paramount at this stage.
Well, I imagine they won't take kindly to us trying to get it off them.
I imagine you're right, but I think our plan of action will work.
I can't help but feel that the plan as it stands leaves me a bit exposed.
True, but that's why I brought these. Take one each. Take great care not to drop them.
What are they?
Stones, from the planet where the spiders come from. I've only got a few. I kept some in the TARDIS as they were so useful.
What's so special about them?
The opposite of the blue crystals. Dull, shapeless, and nondescript. But they're very effective in deflecting the spiders' attacks. I used them when I encountered the spiders before, so I can personally guarantee their effectiveness.
So they're the natural opposite to the crystals?
Exactly, a kind of yin and yang thing. Hold them out in front of you and they'll dissipate the energy.
Shall we go then?
Don't forget, Mr. Goodman, that this isn't about you getting revenge. We've got bigger things to think about.
Revenge is the main reason I'm helping, Doctor. Take it or leave it.
The more he talks, the less I want to work with him, so we should probably just get on with it.
Take cover!
Are we safe behind here? If they can blow the roof off a car, I'm thinking an ornamental wall when it's...
They're expecting us.
They're expecting somebody, not necessarily us. Let's stick to the plan. I think it may well work.
Not that we've got much else.
All right. The easiest entrance for you looks like that way.
Agreed. Go to it, Mr. Goodman.
How many of them are there?
Just one. He's coming towards us.
It's Clark Goodman. I just want to talk to you.
What should we do?
He might be useful. We could use him to disrupt the Queen's authority.
The Queen cast you out, didn't she?
Yes, but...
We're taking over her plan. If you want to help us, you can be part of our victory. Come inside.
Come on, let's move.
Can we trust him? What if he tries to make a deal with them?
Maybe he will. It's an occupational hazard, but as long as it causes a diversion, it'll do the job.
What's that thing?
Sonic screwdriver. It's more effective than carrying around a bunch of skeleton keys, and it doesn't cause an unsightly bulge in my jacket pocket either. Right, now, according to these readings, the control device should be on the... Maybe they were expecting us.
Surrender, or you will be killed. None of your weapons will work against us.
Well, there's a coincidence. Your weapons won't work against us either.
We're not impressed by your false bravado.
Suit yourself. Kelly, hold up your stone and rush them. The faster we go, the better.
Now.
May as well.
Destroy them!
It's working! The stones are working!
Go, Kelly! Rush at them!
Concentrate your fire!
Up the stairs!
Not so good at fighting hand-to-hand, are they?
Just as well, it's not exactly my forte either.
Why did you shout "Yah"
when we were charging at them?
Just seemed the thing to do.
Please don't do it again, it's very off-putting.
I told you to leave me in peace.
You'll want to know this. A couple of people are making a grab for the controller, apparently.
It doesn't matter, leave me alone.
One of them is the Doctor.
He's alive?
Apparently.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't have time. Now leave me alone.
But the point of arrival is due in less than 15 minutes.
Is that all?
Yes, they're expecting to see you down there. Your followers around the world are expecting it.
Play them the recording we made. I can't put on the show for them and do the real work.
All right. I appreciate this is a stressful time for you.
Send the boy, David, up here.
All right.
Ooh, took a lot out of you that, didn't it? Holding me at bay for a few moments.
Not long now.
You must be gearing up for something massive. The headhunter mentioned a control. Still a manipulator? How did you get control of that then?
You're too late. Too late.
This little thing controls the entire sun?
I know it's massive, but the manipulator isn't complex. This is all it needs.
Just to be clear, if you even look like you might be trying to touch it, we'll kill you.
I took that as read, but thanks. So why are you trying to hijack the Queen's plan?
She's an old fool. She thinks it's better that we should hide behind these humans forever, manipulating the cosmos unseen. But what's the point of such power if we have to skulk around in the shadows?
What power?
We shall have the devotion of every being we can reach.
What do you mean?
What's that?
I'll hold them off out here, Doctor. You do what you have to do.
Thanks. Stand back for... Oh, hello, Karen.
Doctor!
You don't quite sound yourself.
He's deflecting our attacks.
He's using the stones of Metabilis. Focus your attacks and the stone will break.
Look, Karen. Look. A blue crystal. Look deep into it.
You're attempting to use one of our own crystals against us.
Why not?
Futile.
It can work for anybody. If they know what to do with it, I'm using it to give you the strength to fight this thing off. Come on, I know you can do it.
Don't be.
Doctor?
There she is. Come on now, fight it. Both of you.
Stop this.
What's his name?
Rob. Come on, Rob, come back.
Doctor, if we don't win, the Queen will. I can make you an offer.
Doctor, help me.
Cast that thing off, Karen. You can do it.
Has it gone?
No, it's fallen off your back, but it's still behind you.
Get away from it.
I was hardly going to pick it up and give it a cuddle.
Where did it go?
Away. Now for the other one, Rob.
You won't find me so easy.
right, this is harder. Goodman, Karen, help me. Just concentrate on Rob and bringing him back.
Don't be... No. No.
Help me. Oh, God, please help me.
That's it, just a little more. Yes! Now, come on, come to us! Get away from that thing!
Where do the spiders go when they do that? It seems as if they just vanish.
Back to their own planet. They can move on the astral plane, but they need a host when they get to the other end. She was weakened by the effort of trying to hang on. Didn't have the energy to get to a new host.
I think I need to sit down, excuse me.
Poor bloke. He really believed in it all. This is going to be pretty hard on him. But thanks for saving us and all that.
It's no trouble. I'm guessing the headhunter's mixed up in this somehow.
Good guess.
Hundreds of people have been taken over by these things. You have to set them free, Doctor.
I can't do them one at a time. There are more pressing matters. Let's take a look at this control.
It's the control for a stellar manipulator.
Yes, thank you. I know what it is. You were never really in with Goodman's life course, were you?
No. I knew about the spiders and their shenanigans from day one.
What?
Yeah, sorry. I was never really brainwashed. That's why I always used to find excuses when you tried to invite me up for your one-to-one sessions. Not that I blame you for trying it on.
Let me guess, playing host to a giant spider wasn't part of the plan.
Not as I understood it, no.
Gosh, evil aliens in lying to human allies, shocker.
It's not just the spiders who lied.
Oh yes, your boss. I presume the headhunter's right at the centre of all this.
Yeah, pretty much. A while back we did what seemed like a harmless potholing job in Yorkshire. Dropping off some crystals.
Harmless? The headhunter? Haven't you wised up to her yet?
Well, I have now. I'm not putting up with this, however good the pension scheme is.
Shh. Sounds like it's gone quiet out there, Kelly.
The spiders have backed off. What do you think that means?
Probably that they're planning something else.
How are you getting on?
I just need to crack the isomorphic control on this thing and we're away.
Is that what you're trying to do? Well, there's no point.
Doctor, listen to this. It's on the radio. All channels.
Fine, don't listen to me then.
Right. That's bad.
Think of the new world that is to come and what we can make of it together. Begin the new world with positive thoughts. To those who have elected not to join us, I bid farewell. I'm sorry we won't be seeing you on the other side. Come in.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, David. The moment is at hand.
I'd get out of here if I were you, mate.
What?
Please, ignore my erratic behaviour. It's the momentousness of the occasion. Please, sit by my side. Put down the crystal.
But I need it.
No, you don't. I will protect you.
That's it! I've got it!
What?
Got it.
What?
That's the isomorphic control broken.
Iso?
It means that only one person can use this control, the person it's keyed to. Hellishly difficult to break, but fortunately I've got a bit of experience with...
What's the matter?
Oh, come on, stupid. What? It's not working. It's not doing anything. The manipulator's not responding. Control has been passed to something else. This is just a dummy now.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you.
So what's controlling it?
The rebel son will make its judgment in 20 seconds. 19.
You hacked the control for the manipulator.
18.
What? No, I didn't.
Shut up. I'm not talking to
17.
You. You hacked it and keyed it to my DNA 16. So the manipulator would home in on me. Oh, I'm going to really swing with that pigging headhunter. She gave you a 14. DNA sample she must have took from me. So that's why 30. The manipulator's been getting closer to Earth. Then you take over 12. And control it through me. But that means,
11.
Right now, I'm in control.
You don't
10.
Look it.
I'm afraid not. There's a password. 9. You don't have time to get it out of me.
No.
8.
No, this can't be it. This can't be 7. It. You can't do this. You can't.
Sorry, 6. Lucy. You fought well.
5.
But this is the end.
No.
4.
No! No!
3.
Lucy, are you all right?
2. I am now. 1.
We're too late. It's activated.
But what's it doing?
Its energy is flowing out, but where to?
Doctor, something's happened to Rob.
He's gone into some kind of trance. Look. He's holding one of the crystals.
It's glowing, getting brighter.
What's he saying?
All praise to the Great One.
All praise to the Great One.
I can hear it coming from down the corridor.
You're right, and it's outside too. Listen.
Everyone's doing it. Everyone with a crystal. I'm going to see what's happening out there.
Be careful.
But if it's everyone with a crystal, that's hundreds of millions of people across the world.
A hive mind.
The spiders are focusing the energy through the crystals to create the most powerful hive mind in the universe. That noise. A psychic pulse. They're sending out a psychic pulse.
What can we do?
Nothing.
Is it happening, Lucy?
It is. It's possibly not what you expect, but it's happening. And it's just me now. I am the new Great One.
What's that noise?
The sound of the new truth. It will unite thousands of planets in praise of me.
It's starting to hurt.
Don't fight it. Let it take you.
Hello? Where am I? What happened to the Queen? Are you doing this? Is there anybody else here at all? Hello? What's that? Oh, some kind of little spaceship. Not big enough to fit anyone, unless it's tiny aliens. Hello? Union Jack. Made in Britain.
Goodman? Karen, are you all right?
What happened?
We passed out the effect of the psychic pulse.
Wow, that was amazing.
What was?
You had the vision too?
Yeah, like a light going on in my head.
It's as if everything suddenly makes sense.
Vision, light, what have the spiders done to you both?
The eight legs don't accept that name.
What have they made you believe?
David. Come on, David, wake up.
What? Oh, wow.
How do you feel?
It's the eight legs, isn't it? They're everything to us.
Yes, everything.
And you're the greatest of all of them, aren't you?
I am.
Can I see you in your true form?
One day, perhaps.
They've opened my eyes.
Mine too. All they want is our happiness. And in return, all they ask for is our loyalty.
No, wake up. Wake up. You've been brainwashed. The psychic pulse has seeded this belief in your minds. You have to fight it.
I pity him.
His is an empty life, and he can't expect salvation if he talks like this.
It's our duty to put him out of his misery.
Sadly, I've got to agree with you.
Wait, before you kill me. Look into the crystal.
It's some sort of trick.
Not at all. Think about the eight legs. Examine what you think of them. Where did these thoughts come from? They've rooted these ideas deep in your consciousness. But I can show you what your mind was like before they were there.
Oh, my...
You don't want them there, do you?
No.
Good, 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 good. Let me take them out.
Please.
They're gone.
Oh,
thank you.
That was freaky. I really believed, like with every fibre of my being, that those spiders were gods.
That was actually quite draining.
How can they do that?
But the spiders are focusing their collective psychic powers on a single idea. Their hundreds of millions of new recruits are receiving that idea and absorbing energy from the stellar manipulator through the blue crystals to boost their power as a hive mind. They can pound an idea into your consciousness in the blink of an eye.
Why don't the spiders just absorb the energy from the stellar manipulator themselves?
They know they can't handle it. When I encountered the spiders before, the largest and most powerful of them, she called herself the Great One, had assembled a perfect network of crystals to amplify her mental powers to infinity. Try to make everyone in the universe think her thoughts. Fortunately, it burned out her brain. Unfortunately, that's what'll happen to the humans in the Hive Mind unless we can stop it.
But what for? What do they want? And why?
Why does anybody want supreme power? Inferiority complex, I imagine. Clearly, they think there's something wrong with being a spider. It is a pity. I'm rather fond of spiders, actually. But they want power for its own sake, which makes them tricky to reason with. Come on, let's get out of here.
Shouldn't we deprogram anybody else first?
Yes, what about Kelly?
I don't have the mental energy, I'm afraid. Just bringing you two back to your senses has left me pretty exhausted. I need time to recharge. And besides, I can't just go around individually rescuing everybody. We need a large-scale solution. Come on.
Hello? Hello? Anyone listening?
What? But aren't you Lucy Miller from The Eightfold Truth?
Yeah, forget about that. Is this your space probe I've got here?
Yes, you're appearing on a monitor showing the direct feed from its robot camera. It must be our probe. We lost track of it some time ago. But where are you?
Nowhere. It's all white and nothing. It's exactly what you'd expect nowhere to look like, basically.
Wait a minute, let me see. I can change the angle of the camera. Good Lord.
What?
Glory to the eight legs for giving us a glimpse of heaven.
The spiders will be focusing on maintaining the pulse, so they won't go looking for confrontations. But if we confront them, they may draw on the power of the stellar manipulator to boost their energy attacks. And then the stones will probably be about as much use as a cardboard shield against a bazooka.
Well, let's get out of here then. Have you got a car?
Yes, Kelly's over there.
That thing?
It's minus a roof, I grant you, but apart from that... Goodman, can you drive? I need to rest.
I suppose we can climb in, but have you got the key to start it?
Don't need one. Sonic screwdriver.
Doctor?
Kelly!
I've been given a mission by the Eight Legs. A purpose.
That's nice.
Yes.
Let's go, come on.
To destroy you.
Look out!
Feeling a bit exposed here.
Excuse me.
Where did she get the gun from, anyway?
There's a small stockpile in there in case of riots.
Prescient of you.
Oh, just as well she's not much.
Well, it's just a headlight. We're okay. Drive!
I can't see. The windscreen shattered.
Oh, my God.
Is everyone all right?
She must have run out in front of the car. I don't know. I couldn't see anything.
How is she? Doctor.
Kelly, don't try to speak. It's all right. It's all right.
Oh, something... Something happened.
She's dead.
She just ran out. Anyway, she was trying to kill us.
That wasn't her fault. What did she mean, something happened?
It wasn't my fault either.
Is it just me, or is she glowing?
Yes, you're right, Carol. I think this could be the something.
What is it?
I don't...
It's gone.
The light's gone, but poor Kelly is still here.
It looked like it went up towards the...
The heart of the rebel sun, yes. Interesting. Come on, we need to get a move on.
Are we just going to leave her lying here in the car park?
We'll come back. Given your part in all this, it's a little late to be worrying about the niceties.
Oh, are you busy with your little pet? I can come back later if you like.
No, not at all. David, run along.
Can I come back later?
Possibly, yes, if I have time.
I want it to be worshipped, not fawned over. There's a subtle difference.
Well, then tell him to ease off, or he won't get to go to Eight Legs Heaven.
Is everything going to plan?
The psychic pulse is spreading out at approximately 170,000 times the speed of light. At the current rate, we can expect to cover at least 50 light years before burnout, and the pulse will continue to spread after that point.
Excellent. Monitor the hive mind. I need to use it again just before it reaches the point of burnout.
You're still going to activate that aspect of the plan?
Of course. The attempt to seize control of the manipulator has only convinced me further that my own people sadly cannot be trusted.
Where am I driving to, Doctor?
Kelly's house to pick up the TARDIS, then the tracking station. I want to know what that light around Kelly was.
Right.
Karen, how much do you know about the Headhunter's deal with the spiders? Why did they make Lucy the control for the Stellar Manipulator?
They needed to bring the Stellar Manipulator halfway across the universe. Do you realise how long that would have taken?
Got a pretty good idea. A long time.
If they tried to transmat it across or something, that would have taken even more power than they had.
And if they had that kind of power, they wouldn't need the manipulator.
The Headhunter told me she palmed that manipulator control. Said you thought she chucked it in the sea somewhere.
Yes. Somewhere.
She'd taken a sample of Lucy's DNA off her when they were in the TARDIS together.
So she programmed the manipulator to follow Lucy. And the manipulator got caught in the TARDIS's time wake. That's brilliant! To think it's been following Lucy and me and the TARDIS through the vortex ever since Orbis.
It took a while to catch up, but we got there in the end.
Oh, wait a minute. Drive in here.
Where are we going, Doctor?
I need refueling, something to eat. What do you know about the spider's plan, Karen?
I thought we were just delivering up the members of the truth. I wouldn't have got involved if I'd known they were going to zombify the whole planet.
Well, so there's somewhere you draw the line, then. The plan you thought you were carrying out wasn't exactly sweetness and light, either. The Headhunter is simply amoral. As long as you're working for her, you could get involved in anything.
Can I take your order, please?
What do you want?
Three large cheeseburger meals with cola, please.
Diet for me.
Thank you.
Look, I thought we were just recruiting followers for the spiders. I figured anybody who was enough of an idiot to go along with it deserved everything they got.
Karen, you know, I really do think you've spent too much time with the Headhunter.
Anyway, is it really as bad as you're making out? Everyone just seems to be getting on with their lives at the moment.
That's three large cheeseburger meals.
Thank you.
All praise to the Great One.
Okay, point taken.
Hang on. Aren't you a sworn enemy of the Eight Legs?
Drive, please, Mr. Goodman.
Hello? Hello? Where am I?
Hi! Oh, I recognise you. You're that journalist woman, Kelly Woodhouse.
Westwood.
Yeah, that's you. How did you get here?
I don't know. I got hit by a car, and the next thing I knew... Oh, of course.
What?
This is heaven. The Eight Legs have rewarded my loyalty.
Oh, will people stop saying stuff like that? I mean, I admit the whole white voidiness of it all does give it a sort of afterlife vibe, but the spiders...
Please, don't say that word. Not here, of all places.
Spiders, spiders, spiders. They're not in charge of who goes to heaven or not.
Strange. Beautiful life.
Hello, mate. You're not local, are you? And how did you get here?
My devotion to the Eight Legs brought me.
Not you as well.
Lavishka, please tell me you've somehow miraculously escaped the influence of...
You! You're a sworn enemy of the Eight Legs.
No such luck.
Right, here, look into the crystal.
We should check for any others.
Yeah.
What are you...
Come on, Lavishka, this should be easy with you. Let's bring that silly little idea out of the shadows...
Ah!
...into the light, where it should just...
Doctor?
...crumble into dust. How are you feeling?
Normal, thank you.
Don't mention it. Instead... Mention whether you've been picking up any unusual emissions heading to the Stellar Manipulator.
No, but we might be able to pick it up with the probe. It suddenly re-established contact.
Really? Show me.
Look at that! There's a trail over there! That planet must be miles away!
The truth is spreading far and wide.
And way too fast for my liking.
If you aren't going to open your eyes to the truth, I'll have to talk to the others about what we're going to do with you.
Great. I have got to get out of here. Hello, what's that? The probe!
So what happened when it activated before?
There was a message on the screen. For some reason, I thought it was from heaven.
There's nobody else around.
No, I was the only one in the station. What are you doing here?
Helping.
Ironically, he's now one of the only people who doesn't believe the spiders are gods.
And I remember I talked to somebody via the probe's communicator.
Really? Who?
Hello! Doctor!
Lucy?
Hiya, how's it going?
Your mind's not being controlled by the spiders.
Nope. I was possessed by the Queen for ages, though. But I seem to be all right now. You never get mind-controlled or any of that stuff. It's not fair.
Lucy, where are you?
If you believe the people up here, Spider Heaven. If you worship the spiders, this is where you go. People keep popping up here all the time, saying they died and came here.
Yes, I see. The Queen's created a virtual space inside the Stellar Manipulator, where real and virtual constructs can interact. We've got something like it on Gallifrey. She's using its energy to maintain a connection to all her believers, wherever they are, creating a virtual form of them up there when they die.
More than that, I've just realised. This is the Queen's escape route, too.
Escape?
Yeah, I got to see a lot of the Queen's plan whilst we were sharing a brain. She's afraid the other spiders are going to overthrow her. If it all kicks off, she just sends her mind up here and scoots off. But when she was trying to banish me from my own body, thank you very much, I found it. A little emergency exit. Clever me.
I'm impressed. It seems like you'd be playing the Queen at her own game.
I have to admit, she was a bit distracted by putting her grand plan together. And I can't find the way back now. Maybe the Queen closed it off, I don't know. And I could do with it, because the others are taking a vote on whether to lynch me right now.
That link between her and you is the vulnerable spot. We need to attack it. How much else do you know about her plan?
Well, the idea is to make everyone worship her. And I don't just mean everyone on Earth, you know.
With the power of the Stellar Manipulator, that's all too plausible, I'm afraid.
Oh, and she's going to make the other spiders worship her too. That's the really secret bit. She needs them for now to help her generate the pulse. But then she's going to turn the hive mind against them. That'll be when she's most distracted. If you're going to try anything, that might be the moment.
We need you. With what you've learned, I think you're our best weapon against the Queen.
Well, I'm stuck up here right now. Listen, Doctor, everyone else here says they died. Does that mean... Well, does that mean I'm, well, you know, dead?
Hang on. I'll be back in a jiffy.
No. Oh, great.
Doctor, what are you doing in there? Can I help?
I think that's the right adapter plug.
You're not thinking of leaving, are you?
No. And yes, Avishka, you can help. Plug this lead in over there.
What are we going to do?
We are effectively going to download Lucy into the TARDIS.
What?
The Queen has stolen her body. She only exists as data inside the Stellar Manipulator. That means we can...
Beam her down!
Well, that's a bit of a crude way of putting it, but yes... The TARDIS's systems are more than sophisticated enough to contain a living consciousness. Lucy, did you hear all that?
Yeah.
Do you like the sound of it?
No. But does it mean I'm not dead?
Pretty much.
Pretty much? What's that supposed to mean?
Now, I'm sending a program up to the probe, which will seek out living data such as yourself, and send it down here. Is there anybody else near you?
Not right now, no.
I'll set the range to just a few meters then. I'm afraid that given the limits of the available technology, there's no way I can be more precise. I'm not quite ready. It'll be a couple of minutes.
Lucy, I'm sorry. We've talked it through and you can't stay.
Is it too late to repent?
We would have to be sure that you were sincere.
Right. That might be tricky. Oh, come on, Doctor, hurry it up.
Just a second. Okay, you ready?
Extremely ready.
Switching on now.
Where does she go?
Did it work?
Let's see. Fingers crossed. I'll see what happened in the TARDIS. Hello, Lucy, are you there?
Yeah. I think this is me.
Ha-ha! Excellent.
Is she all right?
I'm dandy. No thanks to you. Now what?
Well, we've come this far. I think we might as well save the world, don't you? And Karen?
Yeah?
You can help.
Sure. How? Yeah, it's me. We're at the centre of balance, the good old BBC.
Good, my device is nearly finished. When the time is right, call again. Let it ring once.
Okay. So, what do we do if they just kill us, you know, on sight?
I should imagine we won't do anything.
I feel like we're being a bit set up here.
Possibly, but we helped to create this world and I, for one, don't want to live in it.
Fair point. Come on, then.
Why have you returned, Goodman?
And me. I've returned too.
I've come to inform you of a plot that threatens you all.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing, just something the TARDIS was sort of thinking about you.
Be careful you don't mess up her telepathic circuits.
Was that the signal just now?
No, that was Karen telling me they'd arrived.
I'm fed up waiting.
Won't be long now. The Queen's bound to make her move soon.
Doctor, I see you didn't exaggerate about the dimensions of this.
What is it, Dabishka?
I've just been watching television. It's bizarre. It's all still running. But there's this constant undercurrent of the spiders. Obviously, everyone believes it. The greatest thinkers and artists in the world must be devoting their lives and work to the spiders.
For some of them, that may be an improvement. But on balance, I think they'd be better off with free will.
How do you know this?
It doesn't matter how we know.
We all have control of the hive mind. She cannot rest it for herself.
She designed the blooming thing. How do you know she doesn't have a secret way of grabbing control?
And if you take past form into account, do you really think she's above doing exactly that?
What interest do you have in helping us?
We thought we might be able to, cut a deal with you.
Or something.
Perhaps we will confront the Queen with this accusation.
What accusation?
Goodman.
Go on, then.
I have been informed of a plot. The Queen is planning to turn the hive mind against you, force you to be loyal to her.
What is your response to this?
My response?
She knows it's true. She knows she can't deny...
Goodman!
I think that summarises it adequately. Now, apologise, please.
Apologise?
Yes. You gave this accusation credence. I'm insulted.
No, I merely meant...
You merely meant to undermine my authority. To sow seeds of doubt in the minds of my loyal followers. Perhaps you put Goodman up to this in the first place. Perhaps I should turn the hive mind against you.
Queen?
Perhaps I should turn the hive mind against you all!
Okay, praise not good.
All praise the Great One.
Doctor, that's the signal from Karen.
We're ready.
Good luck, Doctor.
Thank you. If we don't come back...
No, no doubts, Doctor. Bon voyage.
A lovely man. Lucy, it's time.
Let's roll!
Please, Queen. We had no thoughts of betraying you.
Even if you didn't, you would have. Sharing power is not in our nature. Only one can rule, and I intend to rule forever.
What's happening, Karen?
David, get out of here.
Is the Great One in trouble?
Your gods are fighting amongst themselves.
I know. Pathetic, really, aren't they?
Oh, it's you. You knew their plan all along, didn't you? Why did you take the job?
Oh, immunity from being co-opted into their new religion, plus more than enough mineral wealth to set up business in a galaxy very far away from all this. You can keep your old job if you like. It'll be a miserable life here for a non-believer.
After you let one of those things use my brain as a squat? No thanks.
Please yourself. But I confess I shall miss you, Karen. You always made me feel so superior.
Now this is going to get interesting.
What's this?
Doctor, I heard you weren't dead after all. Come on out and face me then.
Oh, all right.
What's that? A weapon?
Sort of. Certainly offensive. To you, anyway.
And I'm back.
One of your blue crystals, rigged up to the TARDIS databanks with a directional control fitted, sends data directly into the subject's brain. I think I'll call it the psychic implanter.
I thought we were going to call it the brain gun.
I don't use guns.
No, I must keep control!
No, you don't. You've definitely overreached yourself this time.
No, you can't! You can't!
Get off my back!
I'm not finished yet.
Don't look at me.
A new host.
No!
No! Yes, I am still here.
Alright, you're still here, but what can you do? We've cut off your links to the manipulator and the hive mind. Your whole web is falling apart.
I have trillions of followers from all over the universe.
I will bring you under my control, and you will do my bidding. I will find you very useful indeed, Doctor. No. No, what is wrong?
Queen, I warned you what would happen if you tried anything like this.
What? What are you doing? What?
There.
What did you do?
I couldn't throw her off, but I could shut her in. She's totally sealed in a dormant part of my mind.
But she'll break out. She's too powerful for you.
You never know. I might...
If you keep on resisting, she'll rip your mind to pieces.
Oh, I'm open to suggestions.
Don't resist. We'll have to think of something else. There's no sense in your being killed too.
Thank you for your concern, but I think I have a better idea. All praise to the Great One. All praise to the Great One. All praise to the
What's
great
she doing?
I think she's reflecting the Queen's own message praise back on herself. That's an inspired
all praise
solution.
Praise to the Great One. Thank you. All praise to the Great One. All praise to the Great One. All praise to the Great One.
She's
all
done it.
To the Great One.
Amazing.
All praise to the Great One.
She's worshipping herself.
What else is new?
It's a contradiction. She's awed by her own presence. She's paralyzed. Her mind can't take it. She's taking the headhunter down with her. Hurry, we need to help her to reassert her identity and shake the queen off. What's her real name?
She never said.
Seriously?
She used lots of different names, but I never knew what she was really called.
We need something of the real her. She's going to die. Hold on, hold on! Headhunter, headhunter, tell me your name. Your real name, tell me.
Oh, Grace. Oh, Grace.
Why wouldn't she tell me?
Perhaps she couldn't.
What she did was extraordinary, though. Brilliant. Courageous. I never really did work her out, you know?
Right, well...
Sorry.
No, I'm fine. Fine. I mean, well, it's not like she was going to give me a great reference, was it?
Is it over, Doctor?
Can you open up a pathway to the Stellar Manipulator for me?
Why? I mean, I don't know. The Queen's dead, isn't she? What if...
You are still at the center of her web. Concentrate, Lucy. The pathway should still be there in your mind. You can do it. Concentrate and hold my hand. Kelly, hello.
Doctor, where did you come from?
Oh, I'm not really here. I just sent my consciousness via the Spider Queen's psychic pathway. There's a bit of a mess up here, isn't it?
Everyone's quite confused here, yeah. Where are we? I thought it was heaven and the spider sent me here. But, I don't anymore.
The Queen Spider is dead. Her will no longer controls you. But the spiders did send you here. And it is a kind of afterlife, a computer-generated one, but still.
So, did I really die?
Yes, I'm afraid you did. I'm sorry.
Right. But am I real? Am I me? Or just a computer program that thinks it's me?
I'm afraid I don't know any useful way to answer that. Well, not without starting a philosophical debate of exponential proportions, anyway.
Why did the spiders do this?
It was all part of their plan to set themselves up as gods. The spiders made trillions of people believe that.
Really? That is pretty appalling.
Yes. And since nobody's more of a skeptic about this business than you are, would you like to help me make them unbelieve that?
Very much.
Right. Lucy?
Yeah? This is good, isn't it? Worship me, pathetic mortals.
Please don't go mad with power, Lucy.
All right, I'm just having a laugh.
Where is she?
Back on Earth. At the center of the Queen's psychic web. Lucy, could you let us into the hive mind, please?
Putting you through to the hive mind now.
Where are we now?
Inside the minds of the millions of the followers of the Eightfold Truth. You know, I had something bordering on contempt for them at first. I mean, how stupid to fall for all that. But really, they're just afraid. They live in chaos. They don't know how 90% of everything works. There are so many things they don't understand.
You can only try to make people better informed.
Well, on this issue, we can make sure that they are very well informed. That humming means their minds are kind of on hold now that the Queen is dead. What we have to do is introduce a new chant. Forget the eight legs. Forget the eight legs. Come on, Kelly, join in. Forget the eight legs. Forget the eight legs.
Forget the eight legs. Forget the eight legs.
Happening?
I don't know. Doctor, you're back. Look, all the spiders suddenly just started to fall off people's backs and vanish.
Oh, it's working then. The spiders are skulking off home, back across the astral plane.
Why?
A side effect of my new message.
Forget the eight legs, is that your message?
Yes, forget them. They're not even worth thinking about. It's given them a dose of humility. Hopefully they won't be bothering anyone again anytime soon.
What have you done to them?
David, relax. In a few minutes, you will have forgotten it all.
He'll forget.
Everyone will. I think it's better that way. I wonder if I can do anything about erasing all the news coverage.
Is Lucy okay? She's still got her eyes closed.
Yes, I'm fine. I'm just trying to concentrate on getting this message out there, so could you shut up, please?
Oh. Maybe I should just get going.
If that's what you want.
You're not going to stop me.
I could ask you whether you've seen the error of your ways, and you could say, oh, yes, Doctor. And I could let you run along, but that wouldn't mean much, would it?
I suppose not.
Well, I hope. This near disaster which you helped cause has taught you something. And that away from the headhunter's influence, you might turn out to be a decent person. But don't tell me. Show me. I'll check up on you one day.
Well, that sounds like a fair deal. Bye, Doctor.
For now.
People are dead confused by it all, aren't they?
Nobody else knows exactly what happened, just us.
Well, and Karen.
Doctor!
Oh, and him.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Extraordinarily lovely. Thank you both.
Thank you. You were a great help. Here's a gift.
A hard drive?
Containing the mercury data your probe would have found had it got there.
I don't know what to say.
Tell everyone your mission was a success. They'll believe you.
Oh, I suppose they will, but... I feel a little cheated not to have got this myself.
Well, think of it this way. You can use it to make a case for the funding of your next project.
You know, that's a good idea. Thank you. But I can't take all the credit.
Well, I'm certainly not going to. Lucy?
Nah, I'm not fussed.
There you go. You'll have to.
Oh. Well, if you put it like that.
I most certainly do, Ivishka. Now, if you'll excuse us, we have one last piece of business to attend to. Come on, Lucy.
Bye then. It was nice meeting you. Oh. Oh, well.
Yes, the stellar manipulator is following us. Away from Earth at last.
What are we going to do with it?
That's the tricky part. You can't destroy energy. And I can hardly destroy the people living inside it either. They can build their own world in there.
So? And then what?
Maybe we could just hide it.
Hide it?
Yes. In some obscure corner of the cosmos. Do you have any better suggestions?
Okay, we'll hide it. And then can we make it so I'm not in control of it anymore? It weirds me out.
Without the influence of the Queen's spider, those neural pathways in your brain should be starting to close down now.
What? Oh, yeah.
How did it feel to have those incredible psychic powers?
Kind of cool, but it did my head in as well. I didn't feel that myself. But you're right. When the Queen was messing with my brain, it seemed easy, but it's like I'm forgetting how to do all that stuff now.
Good. You know, I think we need a break, don't you? Nowhere too busy or big. Somewhere we can just be completely trivial.
Trivial? I can give you trivial, mate.
Go on, then.
Christmas in Blackpool. I dare you.
You're on, Lucy Miller. Christmas in Blackpool it is.
Woohoo! Here we go!
And,
you know, and again, you know, take your time on it, and she's, you know, and really, again, with that thing, but you've got a lot on your plate right now, haven't you? That's kind of like, I know something.
Yeah,
like, I've got a way in here because you're too busy, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you're not working. Because you're not working at full capacity, I can get in. Yeah. Okay, lovely then.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you.
Alone at last, eh? It's just you, all alone. You and this annoying voice in your head. Shut up. I thought you were going to have a rest. You've been working ever so hard at keeping me shut away in a little corner of my brain, out of harm's way. You're a nasty bunch, aren't you? We aren't interested in your opinion of us. Look at you. You can't show a hint of weakness or one of your little minions will bring you down. That's why you're hiding in here. You're hoping you can get rid of me quietly before anyone notices you're going schizoid. Well, I'm not going to go without a fight.
Hi, my name is Sheridan Smith and I play Lucy Miller.
Do you have a fear of spiders?
A massive fear of spiders. I'm honestly so scared of anything. Daddy long legs, anything that creeps and crawls. So yeah, this one's giving me the heebie-jeebies today.
And you've got one on your back, haven't you?
Have I? What now? Don't say that, I've gone all itchy. No. Yes, in this story I do. This is quite a strange one because Lucy, you know, lovely Lucy, is always a bit sarcastic, but usually quite light and lovely. And then, you know, they take her voice. So when I'm playing the Queen, I have to, you know, be Lucy, but just a little bit colder and a little bit more, yeah, you know, something like that. But I kept going to Nick, is that right? Am I doing it right? I don't like being a baddie. Make me good again. But now we're coming to the bit in a minute where we're, where there's the two voices. So I'll have to be, you know, they're talking to each other, which is going to be very strange. I feel all schizophrenic. But yeah, so I'm about to do that. So hopefully, I don't know, see how it goes. I hope I do a good job.
I'm Katerina and I'm playing the Headhunter.
The Headhunter is back for her third series, Katerina. Did you ever think that this role would last for 3 years?
No. I'm awfully glad she did, though. I think she's good fun and, yeah, just a nice counterpoint because she's so rational and so completely selfish, and so, but kind of humorous as well.
And she's a good, strong character that you can actually put with Lucy and send them off to do something together, aren't they? They really spar well.
What Sheridan brings to Lucy is really nice, sort of confident, kind of cheeky, mischievous kind of thing about her, and it's nice to have somebody who has got the confidence in her character to you know, have that banter, and also, you know, thinks she's superior the whole time, the Headhunter does, so it's quite nice playing someone like that, you know, who thinks they're completely infallible and completely in control all the time. Sort of, and then those people around sort of going, no, you're actually a little bit annoying. Bit evil, really. Not that keen. But yes, I like that dynamic. It's quite alien to me in my own life to go around thinking I'm in control and confident. So nice to play someone who's like that.
Do Nick and Alan continually surprise you with the directions they're heading in the script? Because you don't know what's going to happen until you read it, do you?
No, I mean, I always know there's going to be some, you know, inventive thing I never thought of in a million years and would never have. I mean, it absolutely staggers me what they have in their imaginations. I think it's brilliant. Thank goodness they do, because they keep coming up with the stuff.
And I do find myself, actually, after every studio, I go home and, you know, my partner says, "How was your work today?" And I say, "I worked with these most lovely people." And every day that happens, we'd never have a day where there's a bad atmosphere, is that they're always lovely. And as showbizzy as that sounds, it's true.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think everyone feels very comfortable here in the studio. And Toby does such a good job of looking after everybody. And he's just an absolute brilliant sort of master of ceremonies. But I think it's just a cosy atmosphere and everyone sits and chats and they get a chance to sort of relax and feel comfortable, because when you get twitchy actors, that's when you get unpleasant actors sometimes, because it's all out of feeling a little bit uncomfortable and shy and insecure and worried what everyone thinks, and oh no, and goodness knows we're all, you know, we're all susceptible to that. But if you're in a nice cosy yummy place, plentiful supply of coffee, nice food, generally you've got a happy bunch of campers.
There is a thread of sorts running through this series, and it is the headhunter who's behind it because she has the Stellar Manipulator. You've come back into the Eight Truths and World Wide Web, and it's a bit of a finale, isn't it, for you?
I know. Yeah, which is sad. But maybe it's a good thing. But, yes, I don't know. When I read it, I was like, oh, that's a shame. But hopefully I'll come and do some other silly voices wanting somebody else. But, yes, don't ask me to explain what the story actually means, because I have no clue what's actually going on. A headhunter, again, seems to know exactly what's happening and exactly what this machine does and exactly how it got there and exactly how the Doctor ended up where he is and why no one can remember who they are for a while. And but I, Katerina, have no idea what's going on at all. I'll leave that to Nick, because he knows what he's doing.
And tell us a bit about your death scene, because you recorded it a month ago and you're back today to record it again. What's that?
It's because you want me to die again. You'll kill me twice. No, it's I think it was an availability thing. We couldn't have Sheridan and Paul on the same day. So this particular one, I did all my scenes with Sheridan last time, and now we've got Paul in. So we're going to redo that one particular scene because Paul is in it, and therefore we need to sort of do it again, presumably so they can sort of interweave the dialogue. And hopefully it'll all work out in a beautiful, harmonious, wonderful thing.
So you croak one more time.
I croak one more time, yes.
Hello, I'm Stephen Moore, and I'm playing the part of Goodman.
Hi, Stephen. You've not done a Doctor Who before, have you?
No, I haven't, but it's an enjoyable experience.
How have you managed to miss out?
I think they've tried to keep me away as much as possible, but in the end, they just, you know, the floodgates opened, and I rushed in and said, I've got to play this part. No, it's all rubbish, actually. I don't know why I haven't been. I've escaped it because I do a lot of stage work, I think, and I haven't been available. That sounds very actory, doesn't it?
So here you are. It's been a two-day recording. I've recorded half of the story so far, and we're going to finish it off today. Yeah. I just wondered how you'd found the experience.
Well, as I say, you meet a lot of very nice people in these recordings, and famous people as well, who you would like to emulate, none of whose names I can remember at the moment. No, but how am I finding the experience? It's very enjoyable. It's funny to say that it is enjoyable, because it's very kind of, it's done very quickly, but that's because the technicians are so good that you don't need to do lots and lots of takes. They're able to accommodate any blunders you can make, it seems to me. And I make quite a few blunders. But being here isn't one of them.
And he's quite an interesting character, very pivotal to the story, isn't he? Have you enjoyed playing him?
Well, yeah, in a way, yes. He's a smoothie kind of... he's a con man, actually. A smoothie, and he gets his comeuppance in the end. Rather sadly, that means I can't be in another episode. He's a bit like me, but I don't think I'm a con man, except when I go to auditions and pretend I can do things that I can't.
You're no stranger to science fiction on radio. I mean, I'm sure all of our audience will remember you as Marvin in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which is held in such affection. And you've played the role for quite a long time, haven't you, because you came back to it in 2005.
Yes, yeah, it's been with me a long, long time, thank goodness. That's in memory of the great Geoffrey Perkins, who was sadly killed, I'm afraid, in an accident. He's always been a sort of champion of mine, and helped me to be in lots of comedies, apart from The Hitchhiker's Guide. Sorry, I'm getting morbid now. I miss him very much, same as Douglas Adams has gone as well. But having got all that sadness out of the way, it's been a wonderful experience, and it's quite extraordinary how people if you go into a shop or something, people say, "You're Marvin, aren't you?" And you think, "How on earth Do you know that? Because I don't really. Do I sound like Marvin? I don't know. I don't think I do. But anyway, it's extraordinary. And as you say, the character is well loved. And I think the series, all the series and all the books, have got a huge and enjoyed following. I don't see. I can't see it ever stopping somehow. But. We've done all sorts of various recordings and different slants on it. I suppose there's nothing more can be done. We've gone on to Dirk Gently now, which I played one of the gods. Which one was it? Is that, so Douglas Adams is still around on the radio and in my head, and as he always will be. Yeah, it's a unique experience for something to go on for so long. I mean, it's. I remember the first time we went to the Paris studio in down in Piccadilly, way down there, which was a kind of theatre. So we did the recordings on the stage, and I was in a cupboard as usual, and it seemed so long ago. And one never thought then. Was going to be as loved as it is. Thank goodness.
Did you come up with the voice of Marvin fairly easily, or were there different variations you tried at first?
Well, it was quite easy. They sort of said, look, he's a cross between Eeyore and a TV cook, bald-headed guy who was very nasal and very downbeat, and I've forgotten his name. And so... they said it's a cross between Eeyore and him anyway, and so what I did, I mean, it didn't really matter what I did, because the whole thing was kind of, I was in a cupboard, as you know, so that I wouldn't interfere with anyone else, and it was very modulated, and they made the voice, really, except that... once it became famous and I was doing interviews on the radio and things, and they said, could you do a bit of the voice of Marvin? And they said, oh, I don't suppose you can, because you were sort of, you were electronically made. I said, no, all you need is a BBC dustbin. And they had these sort of grey dustbins in the BBC. Everywhere you went, there was a dustbin, so you could throw your script in it, I suppose, or any rubbish. And all you had to do is pick up this bin and speak into it, and it sounded just like Marvin, and they could have saved a lot of electronic equipment if they'd only known.
Do you enjoy the recognition that comes with that, Rob? Because as you say, it's extraordinary that...
I do enjoy it. Yeah, I've got to admit it. I mean, it is extraordinary. I don't know, as I say, I don't know how people recognize me. I mean, you can look like anything on the radio. It doesn't matter what you look like, it's what you sound like, and... But people seem to recognize me. I suppose there must be. I do have a kind of odd voice anyway, and there must be something in my voice that triggers off. Yeah, it's enjoyable. Yeah, I don't mind being accosted and being told I'm Marvin. No.
Did you know you're being directed by the voice of the Daleks today?
The voice of the Daleks.
Nick is the voice of the Daleks on Doctor Who on TV.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, dear. Oh, yes. Well, that's interesting to know, I'm sure. The voice of the Daleks. Exterminate. That one.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
A bit better.
Yeah, he generally sounds like that in real life anyway, so...